Hello, everybody out there in podcast land. This is Black Parents After Nine. This is the podcast about black parenthood, and we're going to talk about a variety of topics ranging from current events to basically anything we want to talk about. And my name is Gene. I'm 35. I've been married for 13 years. I got two kids, one son, one daughter. My son is 7. My daughter is 5. And I am in the aviation industry, and I'm going to pass it off to Mac.
Yep, my name is Mac. I'm a black male, 37 years old, been married for 14 years. I have 3 African-American boys. I'm going to pass it over to Ava.
Hi, I'm Ava. I am a 36-year-old African-American female in the medical field. I've been married for quite some time, 14 years.
Remember, as long you forget.
Lord, yeah, because I've been with him for quite some time, and I've been with him for 18 years together.
Long time.
Married for 14.
We're still together.
Oh, that is a long time.
We have 3 kids.
Been married longer than
Yeah, it's crazy. So,
hey, my wife might make some guest appearances here and there, but she didn't hear tonight, and we're a little lit right now. Just letting y'all know out there.
Hashtag Black Parents After Night.
Little lit. Hashtag BPAN. Feel free to shout us out if you're listening. And we've been drinking a little bit, smoking a black. And which brings us into our first segment. What am I sipping on tonight? Tonight, I'm sipping on a Hurricane. Big 25-ounce can Hurricane. I don't know why I've been on this malt liquor kick lately. I guess because it's cheap.
Maybe.
Yeah, man, kids need stuff all the time. Like, I got to do my son's fall ball registration next week. You know, car payments and blah, blah, blah. So, I mean, I do like to drink nicer stuff, but currently I'm drinking cheaper stuff. Like my Hurricane.
Hurricane, god damn.
Well, last week I was drinking Natty Daddy, but tonight it's Hurricane.
Well, Mac is drinking some Kool-Aid. Smoke on a black.
What you sipping on, Ava?
Sipping on my Kool-Aid. That's what I'm doing.
So, yeah, this ain't a commercial, but I do enjoy Hurricane High Gravity Malt Liquor, 8.1% alcohol by volume. So, if y'all want to throw me a couple of dollars, Hurricane, feel free. Not a commercial.
Not a commercial, but you can go ahead and donate. Hashtag Black Parents After Night. At night.
Hashtag BPAN.
Hashtag BPAN. There we go.
And so it's interesting. Yo, I saw this.
Why are you laughing? God,
I saw this one picture on Instagram not too long ago about the 50 greatest rappers of all time. I don't know who compiled this list.
Oh, man.
But
very controversial. Wow.
It's kind of rough.
Rough around the edges a little bit.
I mean, some of them are cool, but a lot of them are not. And it says in order. So the one major discrepancy that I see, I mean, so I don't know if I should just read it down from 50 to 1.
Yeah, let's do the top 10.
Top 10?
Just read the
top. We'll start with the top 10.
Yeah.
Top 10, Kendrick Lamar, number 10. Number 9.
Kendrick Lamar?
Kendrick Lamar is number 10?
Yes.
No.
Wow.
Nah.
Wow.
Not number 10.
Yeah.
He's not number 5.
Where do you think he should be?
7 or 8.
He's pretty good.
He's, of all time,
seven or eight.
He's a recent, relatively recent.
Right, right, right.
I respect Kendrick Lamar too, so I think 10 is a good spot for Kendrick personally.
I like 7 and 8 only because Kendrick, man, like.
All right, so let's continue reading that. Yeah, let's read down the list. So, 10 Kendrick, 9 Ghostface Killah, 8 Biggie, 7 Jadakiss, 6 Fabulous, 5 Black Thought, 4 Styles P, 3 Joe Budden, number 3. How did Joe Budden make the top 10? Let's keep going.
Naming the who can name a Joe Budden album right now?
I can't. Number 2, Nas. Number 1, Jay-Z.
Okay, first two, I'm with it.
So let me talk about Joe Budden. Don't get me wrong, Joe Budden's nice. When he was rapping, I mean, he ain't been rapping in, I don't know how long. Last thing he put out was with Slaughterhouse, and I like Slaughterhouse.
Yeah.
I think they're a dope group, super group. If you know,
absolutely.
Joe Budden,
yeah, right.
I can't remember the three right now. Joe Budden,
but that was such a big drop though. You went from Joel Nas Ortiz to Joe Budden number 3.
Right.
That's like several grades down.
Right. Joe Budden's greatest hit is pump it up.
Yes.
That was it.
Right.
That's what you do.
And besides, I think that was because probably ringtones.
Right. And you got don't get me wrong, the Slaughterhouse albums, I like them. So you got Joel Ortiz, dude from Cali. What is his name? I'm drawing a blank.
Kendrick?
No, not Kendrick. And one more. Like I said, we've been drinking, y'all. We're a little wet. But Joe Budden, number 3, just know. No. Joe Budden himself knows he's not number 3.
See, they went number 1 with Jay-Z, number 2 with Nas. Then it just fell off the cliff at number 3 with Joe Budden at number 3.
Right.
This person's touched.
There's no way.
I don't think we should be judging this. This is somebody in the 5th grade.
Wait a minute.
I don't know who the heck thought Joe Budden should be number 3.
I'm just like, where did life go?
Right.
Do you know how many fabulous fucking rappers there's been in history?
There's so many people that are missing from that top 10.
Dog.
Skip them all.
Oh my God.
They put T.I. at 24.
Whoa!
Ain't no fucking way.
Wow.
Trash. What? Told you the person's touch.
That's disrespectful.
No.
That's a disrespectful list. Somebody got paid for that, bro.
Yeah.
I think T.I. should probably make at least top 15. No.
Hold.
Maybe top 10.
Let's top 10.
Yo, hold on. Let's go with the topic. How is Joe Budden better than T.I.?
Damn!
Right.
By default, the list is garbage.
Yeah, the list is trash.
Wait a minute.
There's no way that Joe Budden should make the top 10, let alone the top 20.
How did he beat T.I. out?
Nigga.
That's not even close.
Check this out.
At least let me name some niggas I know the album. Lord. Ain't many.
The Game is at 45.
He
should be higher than that.
That's egregious.
That's not even funny.
Nah.
He is nowhere near
45. Nah, how many times
nigga done changed it up?
Every Game album is solid.
It is.
And the Game got a gang album.
He do.
Yeah.
How is he 45?
So how the fuck did he get to 45?
Right.
How many rappers you seen being able to be that consistent for that
Wait
long?
A minute. Hold
on. It's not many.
So let me read down the top 50. Let's start from 50 and work the way up.
Yeah.
So Lloyd Banks is 50.
Okay.
Busta Rhymes, 49. 50 Cent, 48.
What?
Let me finish reading.
That's blasphemy. Shut up. I don't know anything else.
That's crazy.
I'm done. Go ahead, stop. No, stop the list.
God.
I don't want to hear nothing else. There's no point. There's no fucking point.
LL Cool J, 46.
Everybody
The Game, 45.
God, listen.
Big Pun, 44. 43 is 8 Ball.
What the?
8 Ball MJG.
Yo.
42 Stack Bundles. I don't even know how a Stack Bundles the made the top 10.
Stack Bundles? Whatever. All time?
What the
He's
fuck?
42.
Over all T.I.
Time. He beat the Game?
He beat T.I.
Stack Bundles beat the Game, yes.
He beat T.I.?
Nah.
Yo, do you
41 is Mace.
No.
40 is AZ. 39 Ice Cube. 38 Killer Mike, 37 Lil Wayne, 36 Bun B.
What, Lil Wayne?
Lil Wayne was what? Lil Wayne?
37. Lil Wayne's 30.
Lil Wayne.
Yeah, he should. He should. No.
Somebody Lil Wayne
should.
Slow.
Yeah, Lil Wayne should be in the top 10.
Yeah, hey, I think top 10 or top 15.
This is somebody's middle schooler who don't know shit from chat.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
yo, somebody made a couple dollars off this.
Yeah.
I don't know who made this list. Is this some person? I guess this is some person's personal opinion who doesn't know a whole lot about
hip hop.
Yeah, because how is Game at 45, right, and there's only 5 spots left after 45?
Right.
You know how bad you gotta be to be the 45th out of 50?
Joe really? Budden should probably be number 50.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
about right.
49 to 50.
Yeah.
Damn.
And I think Joe Budden is that himself.
Yeah. I'm going to keep it real with you, man.
At Joe Budden. I don't care.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm going to keep it real with you, man.
You're not the top 10.
This list is about... Yo, this list is about relevancy. Joe Budden, he's been relevant.
He's not even that relevant.
Only because he did Love and Hip Hop, and then he took it to the podcast.
He did the podcast.
He did the YouTube Everyday Struggle.
He does the show.
And he does the podcast.
Now I enjoyed Everyday Struggle. I tried to catch it whenever they did it.
Right.
But you're talking about rappers and rapping.
It's not the same.
Yeah, not a host. I'm talking about rapping. How does this guy get at number 3?
I'm dead. I don't know.
Makes no sense.
Oh, man.
So it was 36 Bun B, 35 Cameron, 34 Snoop, 33 Jeezy, 32 Big Boy, 31 Cool G Rap.
Wait, Snoop was 33?
Snoop 34.
This is crazy.
Wow.
Jeezy is 33.
Wow.
Damn, Jeezy?
Big Boy's 32. Cool G Rap 31. Mos Def 30. Mos Def should be in the top 15.
Cool G Rap, hold on. Cool G is what?
Oh, I'm gonna say Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg's in the top 20.
Damn right he is.
Should be.
Top 20, bro.
Prodigy 29. Eminem 28. Eminem 28. Damn,
no.
Eminem 28.
List rendered invalid.
This is embarrassing.
Right.
Even if you don't mess with white rappers, you gotta give it up for Eminem.
Yeah, he deserves props.
Even when you say, when you put your list together and somebody tells you, and you got your top 10 set, and then somebody reminds you, what about Eminem? You have to go back. By default, you have to go back to your list and rethink it.
What was that song Eminem put out? This is when you knew he was a shit. Well, he put up, Some People Want to Talk When, you know that song?
How's it go?
It's like, Some People Want to Talk When, we kept going on and off like that.
I don't know about that one particular song, but Eminem got hits though. And he's like one of his albums went like 10 times platinum. Like
just a bunch of gibberish.
Bro, people were scared to battle rap this nigga.
I don't know the name of the song. I know the song you're talking about. I just don't know the title of the song.
I don't know.
But
I'm not even on the radar with that one.
But Eminem, like, his albums, yo, like, as soon as they go platinum within 1 week.
Yeah, you can't take that away from him, man. You can't. You will try, because, you know, I mean.
Even if you go back, let's go back to.
Eminem is, it's just ridiculous.
Go back to.
You can't hate on Eminem, even though they try.
Mm-hmm. You can't.
I mean, but listen. You got to give props when props is due. He is, when his shit came out, like, when his songs came out, you was like, oh, shit. Everybody was waiting for that shit.
Right.
Then when it came out, everybody was like, damn, that shit do go hard, though. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what they were saying.
And it was such a dark nature.
Yeah.
Rap. So it was kind of like.
But check this out.
It was really a risk on Eminem's part.
Yeah, it was a couple parts I was like, damn, they're off of
Jay-Z's Blueprint album.
Right.
The song Renegade.
Oh. He killed him on his own fucking track.
M killed Jay on his own track.
Yo, I wish we could play that shit, because every time I hear that shit, that shit be like, damn, this nigga just murdered you.
Why you let this song come out?
Right. Because you could have.
Oh.
His flow is so serious, though.
Oh, my God. Because
you know those rappers, they pick and choose which songs they put on the album.
Yeah.
Like that. Or if they even want to keep the verse.
Oh, but when you heard that song, Jay, you should have been like.
Jay should have been like, let's re-record this.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's change your your bars.
Yeah, I need you to do something else.
Yeah, we need something else. Nah, we don't want you to get. I don't want you to get started on my shit. No,
yo,
bro. I'm good.
Everybody,
get somebody else.
I woke
cheaper.
Up to all these fucking casts and shit saying like that Jay-Z got fucking eaten up on his own fucking song. I was like, this can't be possible.
Right.
This is impossible. I said, why did it murder him?
Right.
Why did he?
What is that like? That was like
he
what?
Murdered that
what
nigga.
Years were those?
That was 2001.
2004?
2001.
Wow.
You know why? Yeah. Because yeah. I'm telling you why it's 2001. Yeah. Because the Blueprint came out the same day as 9/11. Remember that?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Remember you went with your dad to New York?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see the Twin Towers. But you know what? I'm telling you right now. That Blueprint album was fire.
It was. That's probably... I'm not going to say... Jay-Z. That's why Jay-Z is number one.
Yeah, he is.
Because all Jay-Z's albums are great.
It's a totally different flow to it, entirely from what he normally does, and he still killed this.
Oh, my God.
All right, 27, Method Man. 26, Twista.
Oh, Method was good, too.
25, Raekwon. 24, T.I.
How is T.I. even in the top 30? Twista?
You said T.I.
Twista.
No, you said T.I.
No.
Twista is 26.
Twista. Twista. You don't even remember who Twista is.
Of course I know who Twista is.
How's he 26?
Well, nigga, how is T.I. 24?
I think Twista might deserve to be.
How is Lil Weezy down
he
there?
How
is Lil Weezy all the way down there?
I think
there?
Twista might deserve to be in the top 50, but not that high. Personally.
I think Twista's high, yeah. Personally.
25 Rick Owens, 24 T.I., 23 Drake. 22 DMX.
Damn!
23 Drake? How do you feel about that?
Nah, Drake's higher than that.
You know what?
You gotta be realistic to hip hop culture, honey. He's higher than that.
Actually, you know what? He's in the right spot.
What?
Dead ass.
I think that.
No, he's not.
Yeah, I think Drake is in the top. I think
Drake.
He's the only one who has the right number to me. 23.
Damn.
I think they're dead on. That's the one. They did right.
Right.
What?
Number 23, Drake. Drake is not in no top 10.
What?
No.
Drake's top. He's top 30 for sure.
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
But I can't.
He's not top 10.
Nah, he's not top 10.
What?
He's not top 10.
We're talking all time. I mean,
not since
we're
the
talking
2000s.
Like we're talking like back in the 60s when you know what I mean. The I... like.
Back when the 2000s started. Currently.
All right, you right.
You talking over 50.
Yeah, but you got some motherfuckers. He's got some longevity, though. He's been out more than 10 years. You know, for rappers, that's hard.
To say that.
That's hard.
To say that Drake is
top. To last past 10 years.
Right.
That's hardcore for a rapper.
Drake is.
So,
we're talking about 50 years, though.
Since the 80s, 2000.
Okay, well, maybe. Oh, damn, way off.
The hell is going
on? Oh, close.
Right. It was late, like 79 or so.
Okay, I was off a couple things.
So 22 is DMX, 21 is Royce the 5'9.
Who?
Royce is nice.
Royce is fine.
He's also in Slaughterhouse. I was trying to remember.
Yeah,
like,
he's
the
nice.
Person.
Yeah.
Royce is nice.
Royce
is fine.
He's nice.
Royce is fine. Not
he
spit.
Fell out.
But he beat T.I.?
And honestly.
He beat T.I.
He shouldn't have beat T.I.
He beat Lil Wayne.
Can't give him that much.
Yeah, he beat Lil Wayne. He beat
yeah,
T.I.
Yeah. I don't think he shouldn't beat T.I. or Lil Wayne.
Yeah, he can't do that.
Or The Game.
Or The Game. Rick Ross is probably under there, too. He must have been way down there.
He beat Rick Ross, too.
Oh, my God.
Where's Rick Ross at?
Ross is 47.
Damn!
Somebody hated that
motherfucker. Dang! He had to lead the room. Mac had to lead the room on that one.
Damn! 47?
That's horrible. Mm-hmm. That's incredible.
Yo, somebody
said... I missed that. All
right, let's
totally.
Somebody said, fuck Miami.
Let's stay on topic.
Wait, did you hear that? What he said? Rick Ross was
47. Oh my god! Somebody ate him, man.
No more alcohol.
Yo, I'm so, dead right now.
That's right.
So Royce is 21. Nice. Lupe Fiasco is number 20. J. Cole is 19. Common is 18. Common should be a little higher, I think. Andre 3017. Andre should be in top 10 somewhere. Andre,
I was going to say that. Okay, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, he was.
Andre should be top
10. Andre's got to be. Yeah. Andre has to be, yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Scarface, even if he's top, even if Andre is number 10, he should be somewhere in the top 10.
Me too. I think he's 9 or 10. I think, really, Andre's 9 or 10.
Scarface is 16.
Wow,
God,
listen to this.
Fucking
stupid.
Tupac is at
15.
Whoa!
Damn!
Invalid list.
So,
just listen. So, shit.
Let's talk about this. Throwing a flag on this shit.
So, let me talk about
this. I told you he was touched at 40, 48.
Whenever you think of greatest rappers of all time, mm-hmm. a few names always pop up. You think Jay-Z, Nas, right. Tupac,
baby. Yeah.
Yep.
Those are like your
safe.
Some
of your. Your safe four.
Yeah, that's your safe four. You can say that in the barbershop. You can say
No one's going to laugh at you.
Argue with you. Yeah.
If you say those four names.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Yep. 15, this list is crazy.
15, Pac?
Yeah.
Oh, man, wow. You might cause a fight in the barbershop.
So check this out. 14 is Redman. 13 is Pusha T. Rakim is 12. Rakim should be in the top 10.
Yeah.
Beanie Sigel's 11. Mm. And we already said the top 10.
Beanie Sigel's number 11?
Yeah,
no. No.
Where was Jeezy at if you think that fucking...
No. I'm saying 30s, man. I'm saying high 30s for Beanie.
So, yeah.
I can't even put him in top 20. I cannot put Beanie Sigel in top 20, bro. I don't see that.
He's a good one, though. I like him.
30s is generous for him.
I disagree.
We said 10 Kendrick, 9 Ghostface, 8 Biggie, 7 Dedicus, 6 Fabulous, 5 Black Thought, 4 Styles P. Styles P should not be.
Styles P. Now, Jada should be in the top 10. Styles P, what the heck?
No. I do like Styles P, but I don't know if he's top 10.
I like Styles P, but.
And of course, yeah. 3 Joe, 2 Nas, 1 Jay-Z. So this list is.
Shit.
That's just.
There wasn't enough thought. I'm gonna put it like that. There wasn't enough thought put into this top 50 rappers of all time list.
No, it was clearly biased. Honey,
whatever that was is somebody's touched.
Yeah, this is someone's top 50 personal opinion list.
Hold on.
But how did it get out? That I don't know. This list was so special to a point where we had to be paying attention to it. It's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure who put it out or because it obviously wasn't like a critically acclaimed.
List. No, it wasn't, and it wasn't no voting. Mm-mm. It wasn't no type of voting measure because nobody would come up with that type of list. Like, I don't know how they came up with it. Maybe, I think the only way I see Joe Budden being number 3, somebody said, we want to talk about the most relevant ones. The relevancy is high in that category. And it's going to tilt it towards Joe Budden. Only because he's rising in popularity,
in followers, like podcasts,
all that other stuff. I think that's the only way you can even start talking about that. But that's even number 3 with him.
I'm trying to was 50 Cent? 50 Cent was 48.
Damn.
Somebody hate him.
God damn.
Somebody hate him.
I think 50
somebody
should
was
be
like, I don't like him.
50's badass. Nah.
50 should be at least
classics.
The top 30.
He was me classics too. After classics.
I say I put
probably
50.
Top 20, but at least the top 30.
Top 20 for me.
It's top 30.
Top 20.
I would say probably in the between 25 and 30. 50, yeah.
At least top 30.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure who compiled this list or why they put this list in this order.
48.
I mean, I like the people that are on this list, but they are like mismatched all the way around. Like,
yeah.
Other people should be a lot lower and other people should be a lot higher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Real stuff.
But hold on to this. What is, I heard this on Joe Budden's podcast. The Rick Ross, is Rick Ross a better rapper than Game?
In my opinion, I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say no as well. There are a whole, I guess in the podcast, there's a whole bunch of people that think that, you know, Rick Ross is a better rapper because Rick Ross is consistent.
He's not consistent, though.
He is consistent.
No. He's got the same
flow.
His
discography is really good. His music is really good.
His discography is...
Very good.
No, it's not very good.
It is.
It's okay at best.
Rick
Ross's best album was Teflon Don.
Yeah, everybody says that. Yep.
Because Teflon Don, to me, is a classic.
Yeah,
it is.
Good.
And Port of Miami was good.
Yeah.
But some of his other albums...
trash. That port of Miami, though.
Yeah. Trash. Some of his other albums are trash. I like it. I wish my man Butter B was here. Delaware Chuck. He has his own podcast. Once Upon a Time on Tuesday. Check it out. Because he's a real, like, aficionado. He's a hip-hop head.
Yeah,
he is. He will probably tear this top 50 list apart. He would. Yeah, he could probably have his own podcast on this list.
It's crazy.
It's ridiculous. But in my, so back to Rick Ross versus The Game. The Game has not, to me, has not put out a weak album at all.
No.
I think every Game project has been solid.
I'm Game in love with documentaries.
Oh my God.
That's.
Documentary is a classic.
That's epic.
Have y'all heard Documentary 2?
Yes, I have.
Yes, we have.
Oh yeah, I go. I like Game. Game's albums.
And the thing it about up his, so well.
Jesus Peace.
Yeah. Yeah, bro. And you know the thing I like about
Game. LAX.
LAX. I remember.
He played that. I played that song so much.
She literally wanted to. She was like, "If you don't skip this song, yo, LAX is my joint." Like that thing bangs. But
to this day,
yeah. Still, and you know what? Game has a different flow based on the song. Rick Ross has the same sound, bro.
Right.
All
the time.
And then he be coming out with these crazy ass these hooks that don't make no sense.
That make no sense.
I'm like, all right, Rick.
Well, he don't got. Game has more range.
Yes.
Than Rick Ross.
Absolutely.
I will say that because some of the creativity on his tracks, like Documentary, for example. He's got a lot of samples from old songs that he just flows with naturally. And then when he got some of those songs where he's just going real hard, you know what I mean? He can keep up with that flow. And he can convince you. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, don't
like, he's about that life.
Right. And don't forget about the Game's early freestyles that he used to do. Like 300 bars.
Yeah.
300 bars and running.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's way back.
He would murder them freestyles.
That's when I first discovered Game.
He would murder them freestyles. Stuff, man.
Yeah. Yeah, the boy's the truth, man. So I don't really see.
It's no competition.
On Joe Budden's podcast, it was unanimous that Rick Ross was better than Game. I don't even see that. And actually, Joe Budden was on the side of Game being a better rapper.
Yeah.
And so me and Joe Budden agreed. I thought it was going to be a knockout argument. Once he said that, and I thought everybody was going to agree, it was like, nah, Rick Ross is better.
Nah.
And he was
like Rick Ross.
I mean, I like him too. I don't
see him being better than
Game. But if I had to put up money for an artist, right, and pay for the whole project, and I needed somebody to have that range based on all the features I set up for the album, who's going to get it done? Who's going to get it done?
The Game? I'm not saying that Rick Ross won't either, but
right, but he can Game can mess with any type of hook, not any type. I'm sorry, he can mess with a different type of hook.
Did you see? So Rick Ross was on not Rick Ross, but The Game. I think he was on LA Leakers. I'm not sure, but he did a freestyle to Old Town Road.
Wow,
he murdered it,
Damn, you gotta bring that thing up.
Yeah, look it up. He murdered that thing.
Wow.
Is it on Apple Music?
It was an interview that he was doing. And he murdered that freestyle.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
I haven't heard that. I mean, you know what? Everybody's remixing, though, the Old Town Road.
Yeah, everybody's.
It's like YouTube is filled up with that, man. It's crazy. You bring up Old Town Road, you get like 700 videos.
Yeah.
For people who have made their own version.
It's right, right.
Crazy. It's like pages and pages. Like
I'm telling you right now, Old Town Road, Hate It or Love It. That is the song of the year.
You gotta give it.
Of 2019.
Yeah.
But Old Town Road is the song of the year.
You heard it. You heard him suing him, right?
Mm-hmm.
$25 million.
He ain't even getting $25 million.
It wasn't off Old Town Road. It was for, I guess, an earlier song that he wants to put out.
It must not be really clear.
But he said he used it twice.
He used it twice in his album?
Yeah.
Damn.
Like my second black, y'all.
That's crazy.
Oh, but yeah, so even my son likes Old Town Road. And at first I was a hater. I'm not gonna lie. When Old Town Road came out, I was like, "Don't take my horse to the Old Town Road." I'm like, "The hell? What is this?" But it just it grabbed traction, yeah. And everybody just gravitated towards the song.
We saw it. We was like, "Oh shit!"
Yeah, my son.
You like that? Jamming.
I got the horses in the back.
Yeah.
It's got a nice little ditty to it.
Yeah, the beat's nice.
It's catchy.
It's catchy.
You'll find yourself having that song play in your head later on in the day.
Right.
Hear it recently, so it's that type of song that's gonna be in your head once you hear it again.
Oh, have y'all seen the little mini movie music video he put out for it?
Mm-hmm.
I saw. Wait a minute. How many?
There's two versions.
There's two versions. I didn't see that one.
So the Billy Ray Cyrus remix or whatever. Right, yeah. There's a video to it.
Right.
Yeah, we saw it.
Let's okay. See that one.
But look,
there's another one.
I'm gonna tell you why. No, that's the one I'm talking about.
Gotcha.
So I'm gonna tell you why he cemented himself in music history, because this dude in the video, they got a country line step to the song.
They got a whole
country line dance to that song.
Yeah,
you know, people love the line dance.
People love the line dance,
and if you got to dance to it,
you got to dance to that type of beat.
Thing's gonna play in hood bars, country bars
for decades.
All you need is a dance to the
song.
That's it. And it's a rap.
It could be like the
look at Soulja Boy. What is you?
Yeah, yeah.
Crank that. Because you know that, like, when that song was out, that was probably the song of the year too.
That was.
And everybody was doing the crank that, the Superman dance or Superman that hoe. Everybody was Superman in that hoe.
Yeah,
everybody was.
I think I remember Soulja Boy had an interview and they were like, "Soulja Boy,
in real shit." Soulja Boy was like the originator of that YouTube.
Oh yeah, he started that. He started that. And you know what? They tried to take credit away from him when he was on a Breakfast Club interview. But yo, he's right though. He put on a lot of people.
And Drake,
there's a lot of people that don't have a deal right now without him. And the way he put it out there, they kept trying to like really disrespect his name,
right?
Breakfast Club. They really tried to play him, but
they tried to come out his neck.
Yeah, they tried to come out his neck, and then you know what I mean. It didn't work out well for Breakfast Club because they never could prove their argument that he's insignificant to hip hop.
Right. Even if you don't like Soulja Boy, like I'm not a big fan of Soulja Boy's music, but that dude put out hits.
Soulja Boy's wherever the money's at, because the amount, I think he rattled off like seven different rappers' names. That were either he spent time with or he slept at his house.
Right. Apparently he put on Amigos.
He put on, yeah, he did. But he's happy. He's mad. Soulja Boy, he does have something to be mad about. Nobody's giving him the credit he's due. Mm-hmm. That's the problem. As a matter of fact, was Soulja Boy even on that top 50?
No, he was not.
What?
Nope, Soulja Boy, he did not make the list.
This is why Soulja Boy's mad.
Yo, he put
so even though that's a raggedy ass list.
Right.
Soulja Boy wasn't like 49 or 50?
He didn't make the list.
He didn't even make the list. So this is why Soulja Boy gets mad, because he's not getting his props.
He's not.
They quickly take something away from him. And he gets up on Breakfast Club and he goes on that epic rant.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Talking about he don't get no respect. Like, put some respect in his name. But
he's right though. Now, He did.
He did. He did. And I think. Because I remember Soulja Boy being on the BET.
Oh, yeah, show. All the time.
And
I remember always
he
was,
and he, yeah, he's a real skinny dude or whatever. Mm-hmm. He just looked, but he had these really baggy clothes. That's when baggy clothes were like.
That was a thing back then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I think he was the last great hip hop artist
little
to come out.
Skinny dude wearing 3XT.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
M-I-Y-T.
Yep.
M-I-Y-T. M-I-Y-T. M-I-Y-T.
Yo, that was our shit, yeah.
It was. There's so many rappers that came and gone, but they, like, who's that?
Yeah, that's such a, like, really simple ditty, too. M-I-Y-T. Yeah.
Yo, but we used to be jigging off that. Yeah, I think it's because we're from the country, so that's right. Probably why.
And, like, Crime Mob, they put out their joint. Remember the Crime Mob songs?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember
y'all's reception.
Oh, when we got married, our reception.
Everybody just broke out. We got lit.
Everybody was lit.
That was so lit.
Lit. Like,
no, that was
lit.
The funnest dance I ever had in my life.
Man.
Like, it was epic.
Everybody was just going It was fun. It was fun.
It was good. Everybody
had,
was
because y'all had the open bar for X amount of hours or whatever. Yeah. I was drunk. I got. Look.
Come on.
As soon as I heard open bar, I said, let me get two double Hennessy's. And I don't even like Hennessy like that. I don't. But her open bars, I said, like, what?
Open bar.
I was like, well.
He said, fuck it. They paid for it. They paid for it already.
Damn.
We did. We paid for it already.
Go get that double fist, whatever you got to do, man.
Shit.
Get that thing.
That was when you were young boy.
Yeah.
Super young. 22.
That was fun, that was fun. Yo, we got so hyped for that song. It was like the whole party got reinvigorated, like right at that moment.
Right. Everybody got up, got on the floor.
Yeah, that was the dream, though. That was the summer right there.
Yeah, man. That was a good time. I still remember that shit.
Yeah.
That's great. What you got on there?
So I'm going to talk about current events. Y'all just came back from Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
Yep.
From vacation.
Did that.
Was the weather nice down there?
The weather was good on the way down. On the way back up, it rained its butt off.
But it was good the whole time we were there.
During the vacation, great weather. It didn't even rain the whole time.
I think it rained, but it was nighttime. And then when you woke up in the morning, it was gone.
Yeah, because it was so humid out there. Like it dried that rain up so quick.
Mm-hmm.
And it was hot. It was hot. It wasn't the best time to go to Myrtle Beach, that's for sure.
It was hot.
But, the best time to go to Myrtle Beach is like late spring.
Oh my God. You want to talk about hot? So not this past time we went to Disney World, but the time before, we went in late July, early August. And I don't know if y'all know about Florida weather around that time of year.
No
way.
You talking about hot? That was hot, hot.
Wow.
Like, I was melted.
I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, man.
That is probably the worst time to go to Disney World because everybody was miserable out there. Miserable. Bro. Everyone's looking for shade. Every little restaurant was just jam-packed because people trying to get out the sun.
Really? And it was that hot?
It was very, yeah. Dog, I'm trying to tell you. And then, like, the one thing I do like about Florida is it doesn't rain very long. Right. But when it does rain, it comes down like a typhoon.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's serious. Like, hurricane-type rain.
Damn.
I remember we were walking through the Magic Kingdom, and all of a sudden, like, it just starts dumping rain. And I didn't know where everybody was. I'm just like, I'm texting wifey and my mom, like, take shelter.
Like, seek help. You don't know. Yeah, I mean, that type of rain dropping down that fast like that. I haven't really witnessed it because, we had a really, really good weather when we went. But the thing about it is, I've never witnessed it, but everybody's told me about the rain. Just really, it's just like a hard driving rain.
It is.
Yeah, it just, and it comes down for 10, 15 minutes real fast,
mm-hmm.
and then it dries up in a half hour.
Right.
I was just like, what? I mean, every time I heard that about Florida, I always heard that part, but
life hack for everybody listening out there, if you're going down to Disney World, Orlando, whatever, go to the Walmart and go get you some 99-cent ponchos.
Oh, yeah.
They keep them right out in front of the store, because that rain comes down.
It comes down.
You're going to be soaked.
And they charge.
And people just walking around wet.
If you buy ponchos on Disney World if you want to, but you're going to pay like $5 for a poncho versus 99 cents.
Yeah, you're going to pay that. You're going to pay out the nose to mess around with Disney.
You get t-shirts on Disney, easy, 30, 40 bucks.
30. You go right to Walmart.
Hoodies,
get your
bucks.
Mommy ears, hats. Daddy ears, hats,
$40.
Headbands,
$40, easy.
Headbands and
I bought this one black Nike Mickey Mouse hat. It was nice. I can't find that shit now.
I know.
It was nice though.
I still got mine. It's in the back of the car. Sometimes I wear it when I lose mine.
Yeah, get all your memorabilia right at Walmart. It's 10 minutes away from the Magic Kingdom.
Walmart is a mandatory stop, without a doubt. Before you start really taking your tour.
The thing is, because you want to buy your souvenirs for your friends and family back home and whatnot. You better take you behind to Walmart.
Yeah.
And save you some money.
Save you some money because, I mean, at the end of the day. Because
when you get to Disney World, you're going to be walking around all the parks. You're going to be hungry. You got to pay for that food unless you get the meal plan. That meal plan is clutch.
You have to have a meal plan.
Get the meal plan.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't been, Trust me, get the meal plan because you're gonna be paying out the anus for food on Disney
and
World.
And make sure you get enough because they have big meals when they have it too.
Matter of fact, the last time we went,
desserts and
everything.
This anything sign, you want in Disney World, you can eat. Alcoholic drink. Oh my god. Oh.
And even like your meal plan points, they go towards alcoholic beverages too.
You can't use them all.
Remember, we got lit out there.
Yeah, we was lit all day. It was great.
Yo, that
bar especially after the kids went to bed.
Oh.
Yo, that weather at night though.
Nice.
Perfect.
It was nice.
Perfect, bro.
That was also November, but yeah.
Mimosa in the morning.
Perfect at night, bro.
Damn
it. It was perfect.
And nighttime was the best.
Actually, all the days we went, that weather was really good.
It was awesome.
99.9%.
It didn't drench us at all, ever.
It was just...
Because it's time of the year.
It was perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was perfect, yeah. I kept talking about it.
Even the resort, they had Thanksgiving dinner because we went down towards Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And it wasn't no bullshit meal either. Like, it was like a legit...
Yeah,
Thanksgiving meal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was huge.
I'm going to big turkey drums.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
we get?
The Fred Flintstone drums.
Kids' faces were like smothered in like whole turkey legs. They was gnawing at it.
Yeah,
they was
gnawing
at it.
Yeah, they was trying to eat it like cotton candy.
Yeah.
But it's not cotton candy, though.
Yeah, so they kept running into problems.
Yeah, and they really couldn't bite on the chicken.
So I had to bite it off.
Yeah, so but they was trying though.
They were
going at it just like cotton candy. But like, they didn't know how to handle it because their little hands like this, and the whole it's like that was that, you know, them turkey legs banging though.
Damn right.
Oh my god.
Damn right.
We went back twice though.
I had one or two.
Yo, we came back twice to that place, and we made sure we went back to get certain food.
Yeah.
Oh, that Mexican drink.
Oh.
Yeah.
That tequila.
That's when we were at Epcot.
Yo.
Yeah.
The frozen margarita, whatever it was.
The frozen margarita there. That dessert that you had.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that dessert in that pizza parlor?
Oh, yeah.
That was banging. We had to come back twice for that.
Mm-hmm.
Them chicken drum, them turkey legs that we just talked about.
Yeah, we were drinking around the world. Remember that?
Oh.
Every country stop, we get a drink. I was lit. I was lit in Epcot. I was.
I remember we weren't even done going around the world. We were already debating about when we're going to come back next. We was like at Disney World. I was like, look, we got 4 more days left.
When we going back to Epcot?
I was like, I was like, let's figure out what that itinerary is. Let me go ahead and ask him. Let me go ahead and ask my sister. Hopefully, we can hold this itinerary up and make sure we have enough space to come back and get this same food over again. I've never done that in my life.
Yeah.
Ever on a trip. To intentionally go back for the same food already.
Right. About that ice cream.
Talking about the ice cream, the dessert. What was that called?
Yeah, I didn't do the ice
cream.
That
was French.
I know.
It was French. It was in France.
It was almost like an ice cream pie.
Yeah.
Pie.
Yep.
Yeah.
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 I don't know what it's called, but because we took good. My mom went
Tyler
with us
like,
too.
We got to go back. We got to go back.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, Tyler's like, we got to go back.
Like my wife, my mom, definitely, they went back. The second time to go to France and get whatever that thing was called. I don't know. It's like an ice cream pot pie. That's the best way I could describe it.
Yeah.
It was good, though. I had a little tiny piece of it. It was good.
You know what, man?
It was good,
though. I wish we had that.
I really wish we had something like that.
I'm Disney Worlded out, though, because I went 2 times in 2 years. it's a lot.
Kids, if we could
just go me and the wife by ourselves,
yeah,
no, just adult time,
yeah, adult,
it would
time,
be cool,
yeah.
But if you bring the kids with you,
yeah,
after a while, it gets a little taxing,
yeah. Oh, what about that ride though?
Which one? Oh, you're talking about the not Soarin', but the it's the Avatar ride.
Yeah,
I ain't going
on the back of the dragon.
Let me tell you.
I ain't going on that.
To whoever's listening out there, let me tell you something.
What's the name of that ride?
That is a top ride in the world.
Yeah.
In the world.
Mm-hmm.
I went to go look it up because I was like, well, is there any other type of Avatar type rides like this, it pretty much, I read the whole article for it to tell me no. That is the only level of sensory for a game, period.
Right.
I'm talking, you can feel the air blowing.
Right.
You can feel the dragon breathing. You can smell
the flowers.
You can smell the flowers. When you dive, you feel like you really nosedive.
You really feel like you're on the back of a dragon.
You feel like you're rolling. You feel all that. You really feel like you're there.
Flight of the something. What is the name of this?
Flight of Passage.
Flight of Passage.
Damn, how I remember that.
You didn't go on a ride, Ava.
Like when you were flying over like the ocean, you can feel like the water.
Yeah, you
can
feel the water spray across your face as fly so fast across the water.
You really felt like you were flying on the back of a dragon.
Yeah, and with a group of other avatars, dragons. So you felt that it was sick.
That's too much. It was too much for me.
Ava, you had an issue. That'd have been a problem for you.
I would have been dead on arrival. That'd be like, what happened to Todd? I told her not to go on it. I knew she had a condition. Yeah. She said she wanted to go. Well, she was going to stop her. Okay. That's why she's laying there like that right now.
No, but that ride is the truth. If y'all go to Disney World, y'all need to go to Epcot.
Definitely. It's probably still the one.
Get on Flight of Passage.
Flight of Passage, right there.
But the little town like city thing they had set up around it was gorgeous at night. Oh my god!
That's how I was talking about the weather.
It was so detailed.
Remember the fireworks?
I felt like I was in another world.
Yeah, in Avatar Land. I don't know what it was called.
Yeah, whatever that place. And the food was good out there too.
Oh, food was excellent.
Remember we ate right there?
You're right. Yeah, we went to
the stop right there. What was the
name of that? And you got a full meal too.
It was like a Chipotle type place right there. The rice bowl was banging.
Because we had beans. Somebody made me say it were beans in my thing. Even the beans were good. And I don't even like beans.
Right.
I don't like beans.
But I ate it that night. I was sitting there like, damn, this food is really good to a point where I like these beans.
Right.
So I was like, wow. Yeah, I remember everybody was shaking their head eating. And I remember somebody said, oh, you can tell it's quiet. Because everybody eating.
No one talking.
Everybody eating, nobody, so you can tell the food's good. Mm-hmm. So I was sitting there eating them beans. I'm like, I don't even eat beans like that. And it was crazy.
And it was covered by the meal plan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you have to really, and you already paid for the meal plan up front.
Disney's pricey, but I will have to say.
You save money with the meal plan.
You save money with the meal plan, but there's no other experience in the world. I can literally say that. The level and quality of those rides.
Yeah. The attention to detail in the park. The park is always clean. Parks are always clean.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Always well kept.
Like, when you go to other parks after you go to Disney World,
you're like, yeah. Yeah.
Like, it's cool.
They could have did better.
It's cool, but it's not Disney World.
It's not like...
With your aviator background, did you see one chip of paint? Any piece of paint chipped?
Nah, everything looked new.
Everything looked new. Nothing was worn.
Right.
Everything was perfect.
Now, just to let y'all know, we live in the Mid-Atlantic region. So, we took the kids to Dutch Wonderland.
It's cool.
Dutch Wonderland. It's a little kiddie park.
Yeah, it's not.
It's a park made for younger kids.
People who don't know better.
Yeah. People who don't know better.
Because that money to get in is ridiculous.
And you can tell that the park is antiquated.
That's a nice way of putting it.
Didn't our
boat stop?
Yeah.
With my kids and me and that. And all of a sudden you feel this jolt. I was like, are you serious? They didn't even tell us something else would come out fishing us.
So there's this one park of Dutch Wonderland called Discovery Island.
Horrible.
And you can get on this little boat that, you know, circles Discovery Island.
Worse.
And mind you, it's summertime.
How did I forget about that?
And it's hot out.
Bruh.
Horrible.
And we're on this boat. And we're maybe a quarter of the ride through, and the boat just stops in the middle of the river, and we're like, "Is the boat supposed to stop? Is it part of the ride?"
Yeah, everybody was quiet for like 60 seconds.
I was like, "It don't feel like we're going."
You can feel that everybody's patience was starting to boil over because it was like everybody started looking around like, "This thing is really stopped."
Oh, this must be the scenic portion of it.
Yeah, they stopped the ride. This is awkward.
So we're in the middle of the river, And like this dude, I guess he's like monitoring another ride or whatever. He looks at us and we're looking at him and like, hey, is this boat supposed to like, stop?
Yeah, like we give him that look.
Like, and he's like, he's looking back at us.
He's like,
uh-oh. Oh shit, they're stuck. Like they're in no water, really just stuck, sitting there.
Yo, that boy darted so quick. Yo, he dipped. Like he did like he knew it was wrong on sight and was just like going.
He's like, I gotta call somebody.
So we knew he was in trouble at that point. If that white boy was running like that, there's no way.
Right. And we're sitting in this boat just in the middle of the river.
Yeah.
And we're just looking at each other like,
yep.
I guess we're stranded.
Yep, we are stranded because he's not. Ain't nobody running unless that boat was stranded. So I was like, oh, we're really stuck now.
They said somebody was coming.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But they didn't tell us it was an unmanned boat.
Right.
So, you know, we were looking, but, you know, I guess we weren't looking for just a boat with nothing in it. We probably weren't paying attention to it. And it crept up and hit us in our backs.
Right. So the boat, I guess, is on some sort of track under the water or whatever.
Yeah.
And this other boat comes and, like, crashes into our boat and, like, pushes us the rest of the way.
Yep.
I'm like, man, this park is some bullshit.
This
is the last time.
Yeah, we were done after that.
It's time to go.
Yeah, we were like, yo, it's time to go. As soon as we got this boat, let's go.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah.
I was cranky.
That shit was crazy.
He was out in the sun.
And I was like, yeah, Taj said she wants to go on this part. I was like, it looked like a safari.
But look, after Dutch Wonderland,
oh man,
we went to that smorgasbord.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah.
They had all kinds of food in there. It was called Shady Maple Smorgasbord. It's somewhere in
PA.
Dutch country, Pennsylvania. Like the middle of the Amish folk country. And that smorgasbord was the bomb.com.
It was.
But you know, so much food in there.
It was like the hood version of Disney World. I will say that. It, you know, it has
the monorail was so old.
It was so old.
It was rocking back and forth.
No, this shit is not cool.
People were like, is this thing going to fall off the track? Like, what's going on
here? The conductor was trying to make sure that the door was slammed tight. I was like, oh man, that's not supposed to happen.
That's not
confidence that I'm not going to fall out of this ride. And I remember just laughing about it. I was just like,
yeah.
And, you know, mind you, our last, you know, world trip or actual trip with the family was Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
So we screwed ourselves over.
Right.
We really did. Because literally that's two extremes. Disney World was so much better than Best Wonderland. It was just like...
It wasn't even funny.
But it was a good time because the kids enjoying themselves and stuff like that. But when you do something back to back like that...
Yeah.
And you just kind of like... Damn.
Right.
But I liked it though. I liked Best Wonderland because I liked the bumper cars. I liked all that.
The bumper cars were the shit.
Yeah, and the kids, they enjoyed themselves. Like, we did the bumper cars and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I was in there with my son. And you in there with your son.
Uh-huh.
And we were just fucking hitting the shit out of each other. It was fun.
It was a good time.
It was a good time.
And there was no lines for a lot of stuff.
That boat made me say, get the car keys.
Yeah, we're done after that.
But I would go back.
I don't know if I would go back on any.
I would go back.
You know how much it was?
Not for the price.
$40
I would go back.
A person?
It's not bad.
If I had to choose between Dutch Wonderland, and Sesame Place, I'm taking my kids to... Have y'all been to Sesame Place?
No, I have not.
I'm taking my kids to Sesame Place.
Really? It's good?
Yeah.
It's a lot better.
It's better than Dutch Wonderland. Of course, it's not Disney World. But they do have... couple parades during the day, and you know that Sesame Place has a decent water park inside there. Plus, they got a discount for certain people.
Oh, right.
And
okay,
yeah, man, Sesame Place is the shit.
Hmm.
It's the shit.
I always wanted to go when I was a kid, man.
Me too.
I would take the kids back to Sesame Place, no problem. Versus Dutch Wonderland.
Yeah,
if I had to choose between the two,
right?
I'm going back.
I would go to Sesame Place.
I'm not going back.
Dutch Wonderland.
I thought it was.
You know what? See, but you can't get the Dutch Wonderland experience everywhere.
I don't care. I don't want it.
That's the only reason why they clean up.
I don't want it no more.
That's the closest thing on what in the Mid Atlantic.
To summarize, Dutch Wonderland is old.
It is,
and I mean it's a good time, but. If you want to take kids to a newer park, take them to Sesame Place.
Yeah, true.
So, while y'all was gone, that El Paso shooting happened in El Paso.
Oh, yeah, man.
They killed that say shooter or shooters.
Yeah, man.
Killed what, 30 people?
30 something.
In Walmart?
29 or something. Mm-hmm. Crazy.
It's sad.
It is sad. And I'll tell you one thing. I don't know about y'all, but I am a gun owner. I own 2 guns. And I plan on getting my concealed carry very soon.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yep.
Very soon.
It's funny because Ava was just talking about that. And I was like, you know, we messing up. We should have been at that. We was talking about last year. But, you know, hey, hashtag BPAN.
Hashtag BPAN.
Let me get you. Protect yourself.
Protect your family. Protect yourself. Stay dangerous. Don't be an easy target.
That's don't be an easy target because this world is.
Take yourself to the range.
And shoot.
Get used to shooting them guns.
Yep.
Because we live in America.
Wearing that trigger squeeze.
These domestic terrorists are not playing.
Not playing.
They will target your ass. Especially if you make yourself an easy target, like you're in the middle of the mall, movie theater, Walmart. Like, they ain't playing around.
They ain't not playing around.
Schools, churches.
It don't matter.
They're going to shoot your butt.
Shoot your black ass in the face.
Anywhere.
Won't be me.
It don't matter. It could be a church, school, university.
Grocery store.
You can carry concealed. A couple of times, I thought about just carrying my pistol on me anyway. That's a felony, though. You can't just carry your gun on you with unless you open carry. You can't carry concealed without a permit.
I had a guy who did that.
And he got locked up?
Nope. All he did was spout the words that I have a right to have open carry. Yeah, he had a holster and everything.
Was he carrying on the outside?
Yeah.
Oh, you can do that here.
Yep. He was.
There's no law saying that you can't.
Yeah, and that's what he said. Mm-hmm. But I said, look, you can't have the customers all nervous.
Right.
Yeah, but I respect your Second Amendment, but at the end of the day, you can't have that in the place of business. You trying to cause a stir. You have everybody trampling each other to leave.
Right.
Because they think that, because this world is just so different where you come in there with a holster and a gun. They think it's a mass shooting. Right. They're not thinking you just trying to have your rights, showcase your rights. Mm-hmm. They think you trying to walk in there and shoot the Walmart up. Not proclaim that you are just showcasing that you have your rights.
Is he black?
Black, yeah.
So, yeah, if you open carry and you're black, you're going to get the police called on.
Yeah.
Period.
Period.
Period. Bar none.
Yeah, and he was black like me. Mm-hmm. He walked up in there. I looked. And I was like, I already knew that. One. He is just trying to show that, look, I can do this. And he wants you to challenge him. He wants you to walk up to him and be like, look, you can't do that. And then he going to spot out. Because he was very knowledgeable. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, he knows it.
Right.
He knows that. Look,
you got to do your research. Mm-hmm.
He knows the laws of the state mm-hmm. he's in. And basically, you're not going to talk him down. I'm wearing all this.
He knows the laws of the state, right?
Uh-huh. He knows the laws.
And he's not gonna give. He's not gonna not.
He's not gonna back down.
Right.
He's not gonna back down. You're not gonna approach him and tell him to take the holster and the gun off.
My thing is, if you open carry, one that makes you a target.
Yeah.
Because that, for one thing, if you have a concealed carry, it's the element of surprise. You know. Mm-hmm. So let's say an active shooter does come into your local Walmart or wherever you're at. If you can stay out of the shooter's way, you can flank him. Get to the side of him, behind him, whatever. Mm-hmm. Take him down.
Right. While somebody's distracting him, right?
Something's
in front of him.
Yeah, he's going to be, aiming at targets or whatever.
Right. Oh, right. True. Facts. Yeah.
So, you want to stay away from, the immediate threat. If you're trying to defend yourself, stay out of his direct vision.
Yeah.
And take him down from the side or the back or whatever. Or just get out of there if you can. I'm not trying to open carry. I'm trying to have a concealed carry permit.
Yeah,
so I don't have to be walking around showing, hey, I got a gun, look at me, I'm in Walmart.
That's not a good idea.
I can exercise my Second Amendment right, blah, blah, blah. I don't want that. I don't want those issues. I don't want the police being called on me, and I don't want to be trying to explain why I have this gun on me in the middle of the store.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when I can just do concealed carry.
You're going to cause more trouble to yourself trying to prove a point mm-hmm. like that. And that's kind of where I was coming from with it. And facts that, I think the big thing about him, he wanted to prove a point. He knew it would cause a stir, and he wanted you to challenge him. Mm-hmm. That's really what it is. I said, look, bro,
I don't want that attention.
Yeah, I said, bro, look, I get your point, but you can't just be being like that. You're going to scare everybody away.
You black, too?
You black, with too?
With a gun on you?
Yeah. In the middle of school? I'm not going to call the cops on you or anything like that. I'm not going to do that.
Imagine some elderly...
We're going to talk this out, though.
Yeah.
Because you can't be just chilling here with a piece. Like, everything. Like, we just chilling.
Right.
And you, I mean... And that's your business to carry what you carry. But look, bro, you're in a place of business. Chill out. You know, take that somewhere else. Go to the range with your gun and practice. Or shoot in your backyard at a tree.
Right.
Like, if you have amuse that yourself. Range, yeah, amuse
don't
yourself.
Don't be in the city.
Don't be in the city.
You got to be in the country somewhere.
Oh, Lord, yeah, be out in the country. But, yeah, this is not a good idea. I mean, you know, but by all means, protect yourself. Get your guns. Keep them at home.
Stay dangerous.
Keep them away from kids.
Don't be an easy target.
Yeah, don't let your kids have access to your guns.
Lock your guns up. I got a nice little biometric safe. Yep, thanks, y'all.
Yep, safe.
I got a nice little safe to
put my
pistols in.
Dump press. Oh, I know. Nice little. Nice I had little. To think about it.
Nice, little insider, but it's nice little thumbprint safe.
Thumbprint safe, that's that.
Right on my nightstand.
Shoot.
So if some intruder does, you know, decide they want to run in my house, that would be the last thing they do.
They can't They can't get to them guns. Not with that damn thumbprint, bro.
And I'm the only one who has access to that safe. So if you got guns in your house, make sure you lock them up. Yeah. So you don't want your kids mess around with your pistols or rifles or whatever you have.
Yeah, that'd be a horrible feeling.
Be a responsible gun owner.
Responsible. Got to.
Yeah, man, you got to. But, yeah, in this day and age, it's 2019. You don't know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Protect yourself. Protect your families. Just stay safe.
Yeah.
Keep your kids away from your guns unless you're training them at that time. Like, my kids are a little too young at this point, I feel... to train them on how to, you know, use pistols. Like my son, he has like little Nerf guns, and I teach him gun safety with those. But that's about as far as I get with him.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That's what's up, man. Get him. I mean, he's a sponge, man. Shoot.
He's good about it too. He's good about gun safety Nerf guns.
Yeah. We have to get taught more. We have to teach them a lot. At such a young age, you know, them being black males.
Right. Black people in general.
They have to be armed.
Black males, black females.
Black males, black females.
Black women, arm yourselves.
Yep.
Because this world is crazy. The
world is crazy. It's crazy. I mean, what about Trump, though, man? Good man. 600 people scooped up by ICE.
Was it
628 or 648?
Something like that. 600 something.
Left all those kids there without parents.
All of them.
Because they were probably American.
And the kids weren't going to school. Like yeah, I was listening to the radio today, and they were talking about it. Nope. They were talking about like the kids are not in school because the parents have been scooped up by ICE.
Disrupted their whole life. Scooped them up.
And some of the parents have been for 10, 15 years.
Yeah. I mean,
this is home to them at that point.
Yeah.
So
it's a long freaking time.
The kids are American because they're born on American soil.
Right. But the parents are technically illegal because they don't have visas or whatever. Yeah. And it's a shame. It really is. I mean, I get the whole...
They're working at the chicken plants.
Right. And the thing is, we could go on and on.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, we've already been talking for over an hour. So we could actually save that topic for the next episode.
Okay.
But
it's been an hour already, bro?
It has. Hour and 3 minutes so far. We can keep going if y'all want to. Yeah, but
you want to order some pizza there?
No.
Oh.
It's too late.
I know.
All right. So yeah, we started. That's actually. We kind of started late on this episode. It's Black Parents After 9. I think we started around 10, but it's a little after 11 right now.
Something like that.
So, thank y'all for listening. We can talk more about this ICE raid that they pulled this past week on the next episode or whatever. I'm sure there'll be more. More raids. We can talk about that later.
Right.
But this is Gene.
This is Mac signing off.
This is Ava signing off.
And tune in for the next episode of Black Parents After 9. Hashtag BPAN.
Hashtag BPAN.
Look
hashtag
on Instagram. I saw it. I didn't tell y'all, but there is an Instagram.
Oh, bet.
Yeah, it's Black _ Parents _.
Oh, I'm at the... You gotta text that to me.
Yeah, man. So it's Black _ Parents _
I'm gonna catch that.
After _
What?
9. Yeah. On Instagram. Really?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Black _ Parents _
After.
After _ 9 on Instagram.
I'm about to copy and paste that. Right. I'm like, I'm not gonna try.
So yeah, we'll be posting some things on Instagram as well, and I might even make a Facebook. I haven't decided yet, but
gotcha.
Hashtag BPAN if you're listening out there, and if y'all got any questions, comments, concerns, if y'all just want to if you want to be a special guest, hit us up on Instagram.
Yep.
And we're gonna have a couple special guests popping up here and there. I would like to anyway on future episodes. So. Hit us up on Instagram if you're interested and you want to come on and talk. And we're signing off. Catch y'all next episode.
To the next episode.